Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Yud Zayin, Psachim 17a, pagination 33. We will, however, start on the facing page. So we are at the end of Tes Zayin Amud Bey 16b, pagination 32, four lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, Toshema. The case over here has historical import, in that Haggai, living at the time of the second Jewish Commonwealth, when they were rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, for the second Beis HaMikdash, Haggai came to review and test the Kohanim to make sure that they were aware of the laws of purity of Tumah and Taira. So the Pasuk there says, and this is a challenging Pasuk, you really have to rely on Rashi on every step of the way, because some of the words that would normally be translated one way are actually almost like a code. You have to know what the word actually means. So let's do this together. Toshema, come in here. Here's the pasuk from Haggai. He's testing the Kohanim. Hein yisa ish besar kodesh bekenaf bigdo. A person lifted up meat of kodesh. Now Rashi tells us that the word kodesh over here refers to a sheretz, to an impure item. And this is the first thing, in order to understand this pasuk, that he's talking like in a code. We find, for example, that kodesh normally means holy, and that's true, and that's what would normally throw people off in this pasuk. You wouldn't know how to translate the pasuk and understand what Haggai is asking, because he's asking if there was tumah, there was something impure, and it touched level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, will it still generate tumah? That's what his question is, and he's using the word kodesh to refer to a sheretz, which seems to be very unusual. Kodesh normally means holy. But we do find that sometimes there's almost like a reverse translation. We find, for example, that a zona, a prostitute, is sometimes called a kedesha. And what it really means at its essence, the essence of the root word, is something that is set aside. Set aside normally for holiness, but occasionally set aside for negative purposes. Kedesha. So over here, the word kodesh is something that would be out of here. You're in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't belong here. So he's asking them if a person had Besar Kodesh Biknaf Bigdo. He's holding the sheretz in the corner of his garment. And Rashi tells us that the simple understanding of this pasuk, the way the Gemara is understanding it right now, is that he's still holding the sheretz. It's not that the sheretz touched the garment and now the garment is touching something else. He's still holding the sheretz, this rodent, in the garment. V'noga b'knafo el halechem. And using the sheretz, he touches bread, that's level 1. V'el hanozid, and to the soup, that's level 2. Ve'el hayayin, and then that went ahead and touched wine, and then that went ahead and touched ve'el hashemen, to the shemen, ve'el kol maichol, or to any other food. Hayi kodesh, would it become tamei mida oraisa? That was Haggai's question. He was testing them, and it's recorded in the Navi in the book of Treyasar. Vayanu HaKohanim, and the Kohanim answered, Vayomru lo, no, it would not become Tomei. That level 4 would not become Tomei. On to today's daf, for Omar Rav, and Rav tells us, Ishtavish Kohani, they were making a mistake. Midi Hutayma Alal Rav, following the opinion of Rav, Rav Mashke Beis Mitbechaya Tani, Ava Mashke Beis Mitbechaya Mitamei. Rav holds that they made a mistake because there's a difference between whether we're dealing with Beis Mitbechaya, the slaughter area, which is blood and water. But Rav holds that it would indeed become Tameh if you were dealing with Yayin and Shemen, wine and oil. Gufa, we learned. Rav Amar Ishtavish Kohani, in this story, the Kohanim did make a mistake. Ushmuel Amar Lo Ishtavish Kohani, and Shmuel holds that the Kohanim were right, that there is no Toma, and they were correct in their response. Let's drop down to the second wide line on the page, and the Gemara continues with the continuation of this story with Haggai and the Kohanim, as he tested them and comments on the response and on the future. Toshima, come in here. Vayan Haggai Vayomar, and Haggai answered and said, Kein ha'om hazeh, so it is by this people. V'chein ha'goyazeh lefonai nu'um Hashem, as the pasuk continues, that they are tamei. They're impure. Bishlom al-Rav, I understand this comment of rebuke from Haggai according to Rav's opinion, who said Ishtavish that they were making a mistake. Hainu dechsiv tomei. He's telling them, tomei, it's impure. You were wrong. And just like you were wrong, you still have things you need to improve because it's tomei. El l'shmuel amai tomei. But according to Shmuel, who said that they answered correctly, why is Haggai coming along and invoking the word Tomei? Skip a line. On the next line, Omar Marzutra ve'itema Ravashi. Marzutra answers, Mitoch shel kilkul es ma'aseihem, since eventually they would ruin their behavior, meaning they would go off the derech, they would act improperly. Eventually, Haggai is already foretelling the future of this second Beis HaMikdash. Ma'aleh alav ha'kosav ki'ilu ekrivu b'tuma, so the Torah already records it as if they brought karbanos in tuma. Really, it's not so much about the technical service in the Beis HaMikdash that he's invoking the word tamei. He's invoking the word tamei because they're behavior was improper, or would be improper, and he's using the word Tameh on the nation and on its behavior. Again, a fascinating section in Haggai, which certainly is worth looking up. It's the second chapter of the book of Haggai, which can be found in Terei Asar, in that one volume that encompasses the writings of 12 different prophets. And Haggai over there is rejuvenating the Jewish commonwealth, testing the Kohanim, verifying their knowledge, and asking them a question which pertained to the Gemara that we've been doing as it unfolds. If something touches one thing, the next thing, how far does the impurity carry through? And as we see over here, they answered that it does not become Tamei, but it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether ishtavesh, whether they were making a mistake, or they had answered correctly. If we follow Rav, that they made a mistake, then the second statement of Haggai flows very obviously. He's giving them rebuke. According to Shmuel, that they did not make a mistake, so the second sentence here, which is the rebuke, is Haggai foretelling the future, and warning them that they have to make an extra effort to stay on track, because the prophecy about them is that this second Beis HaMikdash would eventually be destroyed because of improper behavior. Yashar koach, have a wonderful day.